Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Okay. Peace and blessings, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to align themselves mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to this edition of the show. Again, we are in season 3 of the How Now podcast, and if you are new to the How Now podcast, welcome. Please make sure that you go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Make sure that you click on the link to your favorite podcast platform and like, share, subscribe, and follow. You can also scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on this week's banner for the show, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can like, follow, subscribe, and share there as well. Make sure that you click that notification bell so that you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So we're going to dive into this evening's show, and we are going to be talking about living confident and free. We know that as we've been going through this pandemic for the last couple of years, a lot of people have made some pivots, have made some changes in their lives, and are just looking to live, quote unquote, their best life. And so to help me talk about how people are making that transition and how she's made that transition herself is my lovely guest. And as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have her to introduce herself at this time.
Hello, everyone. My name is Erica Aker, and I am your life transformation coach. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I just appreciate Ms. Kim inviting me on her show. Thank you so much.
Right. We are so glad to have you here and to talk about, like I said, living confident and free, you know, because it's been a time where, confidence has been lacking because we've been so uncertain about the conditions that we've been living in. So before we dive into talking about some tips about living confident and free, let's talk a little bit about your background. What were some things that you were doing prior to the pandemic?
Prior to the pandemic, I would say, back in 2014, I'll start there. My sister got sick, and my background is the hair and beauty industry. Mm-hmm. And so I was working full-time in the hair and beauty industry. And in 2014, my sister got sick, and I scaled my business back from 5 days to 3 days down to 1 day, and so that I could help my parents tend to her. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what I was doing pre-pandemic. And then after that, she passed away in 2016, and I was just on a little roller coaster ride after that. So here we are today, and I know you'll get more into that, but that's kind of like what I was doing pre-pandemic.
Yeah. And just like you said, so you were making some pivots and some changes at that point. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. And how did things change for you then?
Well, basically, I was still working in the beauty industry, just not full time. And I had gotten a part time job also doing lashes at a studio in Buckhead, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when the pandemic hit, of course, everybody's business was shut down for a little bit of time. And when our governor here in Georgia said that businesses could open back up 6 weeks after the pandemic, close everything down, I was like, oh, that's a little too soon for me to go back to work. So I chose not to go back into the eyelash studio as well, because I just felt like that was just too close for comfort. Right. And it just let me know that I was not walking in my purpose. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't go back, because I just wasn't passionate about it. I liked it, but I had been pondering whether or not I wanted to quit that job and just going back and forth. And I think the pandemic just kind of helped me to move out of situations that I probably should have moved out of way before, COVID hit. So the salon that I was working in doing hair, we opened back up as well. But I would say, I think we opened back up in April or May of 2020, and then the owner decided to close the shop permanently in October of that same year. So after that, I was like, I'm not going into another salon. I was already tired of, you know, just working in the salon anyway. I didn't want to learn new personalities and, you know, just get in a new environment. I just didn't do that, want to do that. So I just chose to do hair mobily with some of my most loyal clients. So I started going to their homes and doing their hair, and they love it. I loved it. So it just worked out perfectly.
So it became a match in heaven. So you were just able to go and do some things. And yeah, so, you know, like you're saying, you had to make some pivots. You had to make some changes and start to say, okay, you know, is this something that I'm passionate about? And I think that there are many people who come to that crossroads where they've been doing something for a long time. It's been something that they've done. It's sustained them. It's something that they, you know, that they were satisfied with. And then all of a sudden, like you said, their questions start to brew. Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this really, you know, how I'm supposed to live out the rest of my life? And I think that what tends to happen is, you know, when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were saying to themselves, okay, you know, I was fine to just keep cruising along, you know, no money was steady. Everything is okay. Nothing is really too far out of whack. And so then you just say, okay, I'm just going to keep it rocking. And then all of a sudden, you know, the pandemic hits. We saw people who, you know, lost their lives. We saw people who, you know, had to make some hard decisions now because they're in a place where it's like, okay, people's mortality became important to them. Mm-hmm. And they started thinking, okay, is this how I want the story to end for me? And then I guess that's where, you know, those changes and those ideas and things start to brew. And then you start really questioning, you know, is this where I'm supposed to be? And so what was that turning point for you? We know that, you know, you said that your sister, you know, passed, and that was life-changing in and of itself. And like I said, you scaled some things back then. And now here it is, we come up on a pandemic, and then it's like, okay, not so sure. What was that turning point for you?
That turning point for me was when she passed away. It just had me thinking about my own life, like we're saying. And she and I shared some real intimate conversations right before she passed away. And it just made me start evaluating my own life just based on some of the things that she was talking about. And one of the main things that I noticed with her was that she didn't get to complete or do a lot of the things that she wanted to do due to getting sick. And she was only in her 50s, her early 50s. And so, you know, it just made me think about my own life. I mean, I'm getting ready to enter into my 50s, and I'm like, have I really done the things that I wanted to do? Am I living the way that I feel like I want to live, not according to what somebody else, how they think I should live, but what do I truly want? And so it just had me questioning about myself, you know, just asking, what do you want in your life, and what are you doing, and what are you going to do? So it just sent me into a spiral. I guess you could say I was in a depression of grieving her, but I was also, every time I came out of the depression, I was becoming a better person or a better version of myself. And then I go back into a depression and come back out better. So I was like, okay, this isn't a regular depression situation. But what I kind of sum it up as, you know, like the Phoenix rising, basically, I was being burned and chipped away from that old self. Gotcha. And the new me was emerging. I didn't understand it at the time, but that's what was happening. And so it just made me make a decision to become intentional about my living, mm-hmm. and doing the things that I know that I should be doing. I know that I have a purpose and a calling on my life, as we all do. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that gets overshadowed by other things or other people, or, you know, and things like that. And so I just made a decision that I'm going to live for me. And if that means disappointing family, friends, whoever, I don't make apologies for that, but I just chose to go ahead and live my life the way that I thought, you know, think that I should live in. And my whole mission is to encourage other women as well to do the same. You know, my background in hair, again, I've talked to thousands of women and I've heard the stories. I know that we're not living our best lives. And so that, you know, to me, and a lot of it, you know, it stems from just different areas of life. And I won't go into everything, but there's a lot of inner conflict, I would say, that women deal with. And we often try to make ourselves feel better with the external, you know, getting our hair done, our nails, and all these body enhancements and things like that. But we never take time to stop and look at our inner self.
Right.
And so for 30 something years, I did hair, taking care of all of this outer self. But now my focus is on helping the woman on the, with her inner self.
Beautiful, beautiful. And just like you said, it almost is a natural, it's almost a natural flow to go from that, because just like you said, you're helping with the exterior and you're making people look beautiful. But then when you think about it, yes, it for some of them, it masked a lot of the pain. It masked a lot of things. And you know, we always say, you know, we go to our hairdressers, the men go to the barbershop. And those are places where you air out the things that are going on, because you're sitting there, that person is placing their hands on you and doing things to make you look better on the outside, but you're also food for the soul inside. So many people, you know, look at their stylist or someone as a confidant. That's somebody who knows them, because they're seeing you at your quote unquote worst. In a physical way, I see that you may have issues with your hair. I see that you may have issues with your skin. And that person who is dealing with you on that level is seeing that surface area and helping to alleviate that. And I think that sometimes people open up to that person because there has to be a level of trust. You're trusting that person to make the outer you look the best. And so to me, it seems almost like a natural progression that the person who is doing that can also help to cure the inside as well. So it's wonderful that you made that transition, you know, into starting to seek to help people on the inside. And that's so important, because I think once you address what's happening on the inside, the outer begins to look beautiful, even without the makeup, even without the hair, that shines through. So talk to me a little bit about making that transition from hair care and the beauty industry and going into more of the coaching aspect.
Well, when I was in the beauty industry, I learned that I enjoyed educating. I learned that I enjoyed teaching. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, my purpose was to be a cosmetology educator. Mm-hmm. But then I found out that's not it, you know. So then I started being an educator at the beauty shows instead of the schools. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed that for a couple of years. But then again, my sister, she got sick during that time frame also. But as I was educating, I was also a business coach for other beauty professionals, because I saw that beauty professionals did not have their business in order. They knew they have the talent, they have the hair, they have all of the talent, but they didn't have the business aspect of it. So that was my arena that I used to educate on the business side of things. So coaching is not new to me. It's just a different, I made a pivot, like you were saying. I pivoted into what I saw that there was a greater need that I could relate to a lot more, which was to help women over 40 live their lives happily, authentically, and unapologetically, because that is what I saw behind my chair, is that they weren't happy, they weren't living authentic, and they made apologies for wanting to live the way that they want to, you know, and I just felt like that's, you know, come on, let's just do it without feeling guilty.
right. And so a lot of your client base came from previous clients who you may have taken care of on the cosmetic side, and then they kind of made the transition over. Is that kind of how it started initially, or?
A few of them. I would say that my clients were what we call the beta testing. They were my training ground. Gotcha. So, you know, like you said, after the pandemic, I lost a lot of clientele because I didn't go back into the salon full time. So not a lot of my hair clients are my current clients now, but Some of them are, but and a lot of them are very supportive of what I'm doing, because many of them have told me that, you know, sitting in your chair, I've always gotten great advice. You give me ways to look at situations from more than one angle. And, you know, so it was really just confirmation for me when I was doing hair. That was just like I said, my training ground and my confirmation that, hey, I am supposed to help women live their best lives. But instead of standing behind the chair and being one-on-one, I want to be global. Yeah. And I know that taking my coaching business, you know, to another level will allow me to reach way more people than just those that sit in my chair.
Right, right. And that's beautiful. And like you said, you had to make some personal pivots in your own life. And how has that helped you to be able to live authentically and to live confidently and freely? What did that look like for you?
I would say it was a painful process. I will not sugarcoat it at all. It was when you're being burned and refined in the fire, it is not a fun process. You're faced with some truths that need to be addressed, or some issues or some childhood traumas. And I mean, it just was a variety of things that I had to deal with. I had to look at and not suppress them down anymore, but to really just, if I was going to be authentic, I had to be 100% honest with myself as well. And so it was not an easy transition. It was hard. It was, I'm not going to even lie. There were a lot of tears. There were, you know, I had to let go of some people that I care about. I had to make some changes even with my family. You know, especially if it was, you know, I was feeling like I might be in a toxic kind of situation. You know how family can be sometimes. You have the drama and all of that.
Right.
So I had to remove myself from, you know, from some things that, you know, people weren't used to me being a different person.
Right.
So I had to deal with that, you know. So it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It was worth it because, I mean, the person that I've evolved into today, I would not change it. I can't even go back. That person back then,
right,
she's gone. She is gone for sure. But I don't wish to go back to that. I really don't. So it was a painful process, but it was worth it. And it was necessary. I will say that.
And like you said, I think, you know, the best cure for anything that's going on in our life is to go through with the experience and to be able to enlighten others as we're going through the experience. I think it's always important that even as we're coaching and as we're mentoring others, that, you know, we're still mentoring to ourselves. We're still speaking to ourselves. And that's the beauty of you know, being a quality coach, is that you're still teachable yourself.
Yes.
You know, you're able to learn the lessons that you're passing on to others, or the advice that you're passing on to others, because either you've experienced it or, you know, you're still going through that. And I think that that's important for people to keep in mind, that we always talk about coaches always need coaches as well.
Yes.
You know, we are coachable as well. We know that, you know, sometimes things go beyond our scope, or we're still dealing with things as we're growing, but right. We're, you know, so we're walking alongside others. And so, you know, I think it's just important to highlight that you're still going through transformative things in your life that are helping you to reach higher levels, and you're taking others with you along for that journey. Because we know that it's a journey. It's not something that ends and then we can say, okay, we're at the end of this. We're always learning and growing and finding ways to do that. So let's talk a little bit about how you're helping others to live that confident and free life. How have you gotten to that level? Or what are some of the things that you're helping your clients to discover about themselves as they're going through that process?
Well, I guess how I got kind of going with it was, I just, like I said, I pivoted from talking about beauty business stuff on my social media page. And I just started, you know, giving more encouragement and inspirational type posts. So I think I kind of gained a little following of people that look forward to that boost of inspiration every morning. I get messages and people tell me all the time, you know, I look for your post every morning. You know, they help me, you know, get my day started. I hear that kind of stuff. And so it really just kind of transitioned in, you know, with my social media. And then it just went from there. I'm on Facebook. So Facebook was like probably the biggest interaction that I get. I haven't focused a whole lot on Instagram, but I do have Instagram as well. And I will be starting YouTube as well. So
awesome.
It's in the beginning stages, but it's still, it's growing, I think, pretty good.
Okay. So now, like I said, now you've talked about, being able to, you know, make a presence on social media and starting to, you know, gain clientele from there. And, you know, what are some other ways that you are, you know, starting to, you know, help others to be able to move along into living that confident and free life?
Okay. Well, I do offer coaching services. So I do offer one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching. And I also just came out with a book called Woo-hoo! Live Confident and Free, 7 Powerful Steps for You to Live Your Best Life Happily, Authentically, and Unapologetically. So my book is doing really good. I had a lot of great feedback, as well as people really just, you know, wanting to get a copy of that. So that's probably, you know, that next that next area I'll be focusing on is just awesome. Really kind of promoting the book a little bit more. But again, I do offer the coaching services as well.
Awesome. So it's wonderful to know that, you know, they're going to be able to get in contact with you. And of course, towards the end of the show, we'll give people ways that they can get in contact if they're interested in doing coaching. Now, do you do it virtually, or are they just in-person coaching services at this time?
I do both. I do in-person and virtually, you know, during the time we were shut down with the pandemic and all of that. A lot of people kind of got used to doing the Zoom situation because it was a little bit more convenient, I guess. But yes. So I do both, though. I have virtual sessions as well as one-on-one. I have virtual sessions as well as in-person sessions.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, it's wonderful because you have an opportunity to reach a broader base, and those who are interested are going to be able to reach out to you even from across the waters, across the world. So that's wonderful when you're talking about taking your business global. And that's something that's been wonderful, you know, with this technology and some of the we don't want to say benefits of the pandemic, but it's opened new opportunities and avenues for us to be able to reach people at a larger scale. So, okay, so you talked about your book, and you talked about a book, Live Confident and Free, and talked about those 7 powerful steps. So let's touch a little bit on those powerful steps, that way those who are looking to make that transition, that are still in that process of making the pivots and going through, you know, the weeds, so to speak, of their life and starting to look at some things and starting to make some navigation. What are some of those powerful steps that they need to consider?
Well, I would say the main one that is most important is for you to, number one, decide that this is what you want, that you want to live a life confident and free, that you want to live a life that is not in bondage to other people or societal ways or whatever, you know, something that's whatever is holding you back, that you want to be free from that, basically. So that's the number one step, is to decide. And then after that decision, you have to surrender. And, you know, surrender it's different for everybody. Surrender for me was that whole painful process I told you that I had to go through. But again, it was painful, but it was so worth it. And I wouldn't change anything about it. And then another step is visualizing the type of life that you really deserve to have. The type of life that you want to have, you can visualize that and you can have it. You have that power to make it happen. And so we kind of go into a little bit of detail with how you can visualize and how you can make your imagination or your dream become a reality.
Yeah, makes sense.
So those are the first three most important, I would say. And then after that, we have ignite, conquer, and overcome, which is, you know, again, just working those areas in your life that need to kind of be refined and burned out a little bit. And then the last step is to be just to embrace this whole new lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle. It's not a trend. It is not a trend. It is not something cliche that I say live confident and free. No, living confident and free is a lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle means for you. Awesome. But, you know,
I love that. And I mean, and that's so important. It is a lifestyle. It is a journey. It is not something that has an end date. It's not something that's finite. It's something that's ever changing, because we're always going through different experiences, and our reactions and our, you know, and responses to those changes are going to be what molds us and makes us different. So I think that it's wonderful that you say that. It is so important for us to remember that it is a lifestyle. It is a process that we go through. But like you said, it all starts with that decision. And I think that that is huge. That's huge, because it's not until we come to that level of awareness and we make that decision, or we acknowledge, because that's huge, you know, in order to make a decision, we've got to first acknowledge that there is something that needs to change. And so with that acknowledgement comes a decision that, okay, I am acknowledging that this is happening, but I'm making the decision that I'm going, that something needs to be done about this.
Yeah.
And then just like you said, being able to surrender it, those things are huge. Those are huge. Being able to surrender and to be able to say, okay, now that I've decided that I'm going to let this part of myself go and I'm going to do something different, I've got to release. I've got to surrender that. So that's huge that you say that. And then, of course, that visualization. We've heard a lot of that this year in 2023, and we've heard a lot about manifestation and being able to see your goals and to see the things that you want to do and to visualize those. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, you have the others to follow. I want people to grab a copy of the book so that way they can go and, and go over those ones. We're not giving everything away here, but we want to know that those are, even if, you know, you're looking to start to live a more confident and free life, that is going to first start with making that decision, surrendering, and being, you know, having that visualization, being able to see that end goal. And then those other ideas of igniting, conquering, overcoming, and embracing those things will follow. Okay. Right. But let's tell them how they can get in contact with you if they're interested in learning more about living confident and free. How can they get in contact with you?
Okay. Well, as I said, I'm active on social media, so you can always catch me on social media. In if you need a DM me in Facebook, my page is Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Huey, H-U-G-H-E-Y, Aker, A-K-E-R. Erica Huey Aker is the name that you can find me on
Facebook.
And then on Instagram, you can find me on underscore confident and free. Underscore confident and free. That's my business page on Instagram. And I do have a website. It's www.confidentandfree.com.
Okay.
So my website is still under construction a little bit also, but you can still go there and reach me from there as well. But if, you know, nothing else, you can definitely reach me on those social media sites.
Awesome. Awesome. And are your books in pre-sale, or can they grab a copy of your book?
Yes. I have a pre-sale promotion going on, and that's through me directly to get the special pricing. And right now it's $11.95. That's the special price that is that I'm promoting this book before it goes to the public. So I'm giving everybody an opportunity to get a pre-order their copy at $11.95. And again, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at those and DM me and let me know that you want to get a copy of this. And then I can work it out where I give you that special promotional price of $11.95. After the promotional deal, it will be available on Amazon for $16.95. So if you prefer to wait and get it for $16.95 on Amazon, it will be available as well on Amazon.com.
Awesome. Okay, so you're here on How Now. You can get your pre-sale of her book get that special pricing. So make sure that you DM her on Instagram and on Facebook. On Facebook at Erica Huey Acker. That's
Acker.
Acker. Say it one more
Everybody
time.
Always say it. It's okay. It's Acker though.
Acker. Okay. We want to make sure we say it right. Okay. Because look, we want to make sure that you know where to find her. And so it's E-R-I-C-A Huey H-U-G-H-E-Y Acker. A-K-E-R. Yes. Okay. That's where you can find her on Facebook. And then on Instagram at underscore confident and free, or you can go to her website, www.confidentandfree, and make sure that you DM her on her social media platforms for the special pricing of her book for $11.95. So you want to definitely jump on that, or you can support her on Amazon when her book goes live there for $16.95. So you have ways in which to get in contact with her and also find out about her coaching services as well. So, you know, I want to say thank you to you, Erica, for coming on and talking about living confident and free, talking about making those wonderful pivots in our lives that we have to do and the steps that we need to do to begin to walk in that space. You know, we know that it's important for us to, you know, like you said, get to that place where we're making these major decisions, because we don't always know what's around the bend. We don't know, you know, we're living in uncertain times. And so we want to get to a space where we're gaining that confidence back again, because I think a lot of us have lost it along the way. So it's important to know that there are those out there who are creating services and platforms that are going to help people to navigate in this new space that we're in. So I thank you for being a part of that, for following your dreams and your desires to do something different and to make that pivot, because it benefits not only you, but those who are waiting for you to open those opportunities. So it's wonderful that you're doing that. So I thank you, you know, for coming on and sharing that. Okay. And of course, before we go, as I ask all of my guests, you know, what are some of the things that you are doing to live in the now so that they can learn about how you're navigating in this space?
I live in the now. The first and foremost thing I would say is that I always try to just be in the moment of whatever it is that I'm doing. And whatever that is, it could be out walking my dog. It could be out in nature. Nature speaks to us. We learn from nature. Being around other people, it just, whatever it is. I mean, those are just some of the things, but I just make sure that I'm intentional with everything that I'm doing. That is the biggest thing that I would say, is that we need to become more intentional, because when we're intentional, it to me, it just makes our focus more, I don't know, it just elevates the focus, I guess you could say. And we're just not out here living all willy-nilly, as they say in the South, but you know, we're really being intentional with our living so that we can take in every single moment of our lives and not take it for granted, and to show gratitude. Gratitude is a big thing also, to show gratitude for everything. You may not be where you want to be, but just be grateful for whatever it is that you've been blessed with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's important. Those things are important. Those are some wonderful nuggets. So I hope you're writing those things down. Make sure that you're, you know, really being intentional about the things that you're doing, you know, and in that intention, like you said, comes that decisiveness. You know, I can make decisions because I'm clear about some of the things that are going on around me. Mm-hmm. Because when we're present and then we're able to see things as they are. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that helps us to be able to identify issues that are going on with us when we're present. Because sometimes when we're distracted, we miss things.
Yes.
You know, so I love that you say that. And of course, as you said, be grateful. Have gratitude for those things that are going on in our lives. And that comes with being present too, because you're grateful for the time that you have. And so you want to maximize that. Yeah. So wonderful words to live by. And so again, I thank you for coming on and talking about your new book and for talking about your services, because these are the things that we need in these times. You know, these are challenging times, and we're always looking for ways to level up. We're always looking for ways to be better versions of ourselves. And I'm looking forward to diving into the book. I've already pre-ordered my copy, so I'm already on the list, folks. So join me. Make sure that you go to her social media handles. And it will be, of course, in the description for the show when it comes up. So make sure that you look out for that when her episode airs. And Erica, know that you are now part of the How Now family. Things are always going to be coming along and coming down the pike as life continues. You're always welcome to come back. No one is ever just a guest on the show and it's ever a one and done. You're always welcome to come back and talk about those new things that are going on in your now. So again, we thank you for being here. Are there any other parting words that you'd like to leave our guests with before we go?
Yes, I want to thank you for even allowing me to be a guest on your show. Pleasure. But I do want to encourage your audience to live confident free. Live your best life today. Don't wait till retirement. Don't wait till the kids graduate from college or whatever the case may be. Live your best life today, happily, authentically, and unapologetically. And make sure you stay in the moment when you do so.
All right. You heard it right here. Okay. And that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I say peace.